Good afternoon, everyone. It's Allie Corman-Kentrieve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, where we saw a big downside reversal for the markets. Ken, got a lot to unpack in a little short time.
Yes, that is challenging, but yeah, pretty sharp downside reversal. Looks like we got higher volume, so this high distribution day count that we have is going to get a little bit higher. So did find a few stocks to talk about here. A name that we added to the leaderboard model portfolio today, Saia, S-A-I-A. This is a trucking stock. Also want to take a look at Celsius, one of several top performers that's kind of coming down to a key support level. We'll see if it can find support. And ServiceNow still building a base around its 10-week moving average, really outstanding fundamentals at all three of these companies.
Okay, well, we'll get to those three stocks, but first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today leading the declines, down 1.4% after gaining as much as 1.2% intraday. So a big outside day, downside reversal, heavy volume, as you mentioned, Ken, followed by the S&P 500, which we could take a look at here, down about 1.2% on the day. The Dow blue chips, also down about 1.4%. The Russell 2000, the least damaged, but still down 1% by sessions close. So a lot of ugly action out there, Ken.
Yes, indeed. And there's, you know, we got higher volume. We've seen a lot of higher volume declines in the NASDAQ since late February, early March. So, you know, maybe the handwriting's been on the wall. We've been, you know, taking it pretty conservatively with leaderboard, not being aggressively, you know, exposed to the market here. But it's pretty amazing. The NASDAQ and the Russell 2000 at one point today were up 1.2%, you know, and then they came down for losses of more than 1%. So pretty sharp reversal. Had a big spike in oil prices. Some were attributing the weakness to maybe some increasing tension in the Middle East. I know President Biden was on a call with Netanyahu today, wants the company, you know, doing more to help humanitarian efforts. And so, you know, oil spiked to the highest level since late October. So that might have had something to do with it. But we got that big jobs report tomorrow, too. So lots of moving parts here.
Absolutely. Okay, next on our list to check in on is, you mentioned the Russell 2000 and the S&P 500. So here's another look at those. So we've been focusing on the S&P more than the NASDAQ lately, given its relative strength here. This is the first close below that 21-day line for the S&P since this run, you know, really since early November here, Ken. So when you get a move like this, it seems like the expectation is we would see a continuation of weakness, and it looks like a test of that 50-day line is definitely in the cards, in the realm of possibility now.
Yeah, no question about it. When you get a higher volume decline like we saw today, it certainly raises the likelihood of a test of the 50-day moving average here. Again, it's been such a huge move from the late October, early November lows, you know, really hasn't consolidated at all. So the first test is going to be this on the weekly chart, is just going to test that 10-week moving average here. I think tomorrow's jobs report is going to have a lot to say about whether, you know, we hold support or break through it. So I think, you know, now is a time for investors that have some, you know, pretty strong gains in some individual stocks. Maybe you've let your winners run. You certainly, you know, have reasons enough here to, you know, take some profits, take a little bit of money off the table, and you know, we'll see what the jobs report you know, looks like tomorrow. But not only are the indexes close to major tests of support here, but a lot of leading stocks are as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and that 16,000 level, definitely an area to watch for the NASDAQ Composite.
It's a good round number to watch, and you can see that 50-day moving average is a little bit below that that 16,000. So even if 16,000 doesn't hold, you know, we'll see if it can make a stand at the 50-day line. But you know, listen, the market is worried about a lot of things. We've been just talking about the Fed and rate cut expectations, and I think the market is still, you know, still concerned that there, you know, could be a slowdown in the second half. And if there is a slowdown, you know, how how sharp will the slowdown be? So that yield curve has been inverted for several months, and so we'll have to see. I think the Fed probably wouldn't mind seeing an in-line number. 200,000 job growth is expected. Probably doesn't want to see something a really bad miss, and doesn't want to see a strong beat either, because that's still trying to get inflation down here. And when you have a strong jobs market, that doesn't help the Fed much in its fight.
Exactly. So we'll have to see what the data is like in that report come tomorrow. We have a video on investors.com now breaking down how jobs report numbers impact what the Fed decides, whether to, hold or cut or hike rates, and all those different factors that we're looking at. So we might see some movement in the 10-year yield tomorrow as those headlines come out. Now let's take a look at some stocks for the radar. Ken, here's SAIA, and I'm seeing some interesting action here. What are you seeing?
Well, seeing a really strong move on earnings, and a lot of the stocks we've been talking about in recent weeks, had very favorable response to fourth quarter earnings. Earnings reports fueled nice breakouts, and a lot of these stocks are now just kind of moving sideways and holding on to gains. So, SAIA, this is what's referred to as a less than truckload carrier. So it's they operate big rigs, but they just transport smaller loads than a normal big rig would. So it's an LTL transport firm, and it is just kind of testing its 10-week moving average here. It still looks like a good test. You've got a nice base taking shape here. Stock was strong early when we put it in the model portfolio, but it got pulled down late with the broad market. Not a whole lot of volume, so it's still still holding up well, and that relative strength line is holding pretty close to highs as well. Even though it's been trending a little bit lower lately.
Yeah. Next on the list, let's take a look at Celsius, up 3.7% on the day. I believe some news about continued distribution here internationally, now into France. So let's take a look at the weekly chart here for Celsius, the first test of the 10-week line since that trend line breakout ahead of earnings.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time looking at price and volume, supply and demand, but a lot of these stocks also have very, very good fundamentals, and Celsius is still a very compelling growth story in the market, and strong earnings growth is what fuels a stock's price performance. So you can see big estimates, big earnings growth still expected for Celsius. So this is an important test for the company here. It's holding just above that 10-week line, could go on to form a new base here, but if it should somehow bounce and find support with some conviction, it would be in an alternate buy zone. So I think the fundamentals here are compelling enough that we still want to keep an eye on this stock. And it was impressive. If you go back to the daily chart and just see how it performed today on a day where a lot of stocks reversed lower, Celsius managed to hold a decent gain of more than 3%, and volume picked up the pace from yesterday. So overall, not too bad a performance for the stock. I think another good name to watch here.
Let's wrap up with a look at ServiceNow. Ken, forging a base, your assessment.
Yeah, this one looked like, it tried to, break out over a little trend line at the start of the day. And we were thinking about putting this on leaderboard as well, again, because of pretty good fundamentals. It's a large cap company, but still a pretty compelling growth story here. So just been kind of straddling the 50-day moving average as it bases and consolidates here. Just take a look at the weekly chart and maybe smooth out that day-to-day volatility. So yeah, a relatively tight pattern here forming. It's not ready yet, but it's just, still a good name for the watch list. If we should somehow get a market rally, and who knows how the market's going to react to the jobs report tomorrow. But if we, if we do start to head higher, who knows? This is a stock that could be ready to get going. So another good name to, keep an eye on here.
No doubt. All right, everyone, that is it for today. We've got Swing Trader Scorecard coming up at 4:30 Eastern. Mike Webster back with the team. We're going to be making some changes, so we're going to be spending some time in today's scorecard talking about that. So if you are a subscriber or a trialist, go to swingtrader.investors.com and click on the banner message to join the scorecard. The crew will see you there here shortly. And then we'll also see you tomorrow morning on IBD Live. We'll be joined by David Ryan. will be great to get his perspective on this market action. Investors.com/IBDLife for all the details on that. We'll see you there. And then we'll also see you back here tomorrow at the close with Mike Webster as my co-host. See you then.
This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.